back now with Day to Day. Today is the first day of Lent, the beginning of 40 days of fasting, prayer, and self-denial for many Christians around the world.
For some people, it simply means giving up something like candy or cigarettes.
Or candy cigarettes.
Right, candy cigarettes. I don't know if I could give those up. So tasty. For others, Lent this year is an opportunity to simplify, to save money, even in this down economy. Well, we asked you what you're giving up.
Hi, I'm Erica Morrison from Dearborn, Michigan. For Lent, instead of driving, I vow to walk anywhere I need to go that is within 1 mile of my house. This includes the grocery store, church, Starbucks, and lunch spots. I plan to limit large grocery trips and Target to 1 day a week, Sunday, when the fast is suspended for the day.
Listener Elizabeth Sharon, and we hope we got your last name right. She comes to us from Clemens, North Carolina, and she wrote that she's considering giving up wasting time on the computer. This may be my last email in a while, she wrote, and using that formerly wasted time to keep up with my household chores or volunteer more. Good for me, good for the family. These kinds of sacrifices won't cost us money, but will improve everyone's quality of life without a financial cost.
We also got responses from people who are aiming for a little self-improvement.
My name is Amanda Velosa from Pasadena, California. I've decided to give up sugar this year for Lent. I figured it would be challenging and a good chance to remember Lent during each craving. My husband actually decided to add something this year, a daily walk each morning.
Adrian Gilley of Tulsa, Oklahoma wrote, I am giving up gossip and hoping this will lead to an overall improvement in controlling my tongue. Lent for me is often more spiritual than material. Well, at least that's the goal.
And here's one from Michael Goetz of Boston. I'm giving up alcohol for Lent. As someone who greatly enjoys a good glass of wine or a strong martini, it certainly qualifies as a sacrifice, but it allows for a consistently clear head to ponder the big questions.
And of course, we had a listener who is taking the opposite approach for Lent.
Matt Drew writes, I've chosen to stop giving things up.
Matt Drew, coincidentally or not, from Las Vegas, Nevada. Sin City. We understand. Give up nothing, Matt. You deserve it.